And welcome everybody to the Sleep Time's Over Star Wars review, Rise of Skywalker.
Yes.
The infamous episode 9, closing out the Skywalker saga. And introducing myself, I am Somalia to the Star, Sky Cameron, joined by the always upset Aaron Sakai.
Who's standing? So I'm going to be even more upset, all right? Just saying.
We have...
I'm manning the board.
Our super Star Wars fans, we have Just Bone in the house.
Hey,
yes. Y'all. And we have Grant Capono Canojo.
Let's go. Yes, yeah. Realtor to the stars.
The Realtor overrated. To the stars.
And but not overrated in realty. Yeah.
We are here discuss the ever controversial Star Wars series.
Okay, you got the theme going on again. Oh. Okay. That was good. That was our first swerve of the show.
Yes.
All right. What's going
on? We're
doing
it live.
We all saw this. Okay.
Epic expectations here.
Well, a lot of things going to be, but have we all seen this twice? Or what's the count of everyone here?
I've seen it once.
Okay.
Twice on Thursday.
Once.
Okay. I saw it twice. I saw it this morning. So
nice.
Which I got to reveal. I don't know what the crowd was like for you guys, but crowd this morning went at 9 a.m. Went at 9 a.m. both days.
Oh, 9 a.m.
Packed, but it was packed.
Wow.
But no one said anything, no emotion, clapping, none of that stuff, except for today, where there was a woman sitting next to me. I went by myself with her boyfriend, I assume, literally crying throughout most of the movie.
Wow.
Sniffing, doing this, putting her hand over her eyes,
audible
wiping.
Sobbing.
Yes. And at parts which I don't even know why we're crying right now. Yeah. Lando shows up and she's crying. You know, we got something, you know,
well,
Stormtrooper flying. She's crying.
Lando. It's Lando.
Still yet. About 75% of the movie, she's crying. I really wanted to say something, but then I had to go to the bathroom. And then, yeah. So that was my experience this morning.
We had some scattered applause. Did you guys have scattered applause?
We had a roarous applause in Pro City Island.
So,
Pro City.
For I went to the first showing on Thursday, like the what they call the fan whatevers at 5 p.m. There's some applause. There was some, you know, there's some emotion.
All right.
Some cheers and some boots here and there, you know.
Did you go to the whole thing? Did you do the whole marathon?
There was no marathon this year.
I wish there was.
I'm
Why
so
wouldn't
sad.
They do a marathon?
I don't know. I'm so pissed about that.
Yeah. That's surprising.
Come on, Consolidated.
We did a marathon before.
Right.
Come on, Consolidated. Come on, Dole. Do something.
Well,
come
not
on,
anymore.
Step up.
Regal used to do them, but I guess Regal didn't even do
it. I don't care. If they do it again, I'll do it.
They'll probably do it again.
But
if they do it, I'll do it.
Yeah. We will definitely have some emotion today. I can guarantee it.
I have a lot of emotion.
Yeah,
Yes.
No doubt.
I'm
no doubt,
happy.
No doubt. But I'll be the mediator today. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of facts on the movie. Ooh. And then we'll go into initial thoughts. No spoiler reviews. You guys just give a brief description of just what you thought of the movie. Then we'll go into kind of the chronological order of the plot, the storyline.
Okay.
Was there a storyline? Kind of, sort
Wait,
of.
So it doesn't matter, right. But we're going to go into reviews, but not spoiling our reviews. Is that
we're going to give our mic rating at the end,
okay.
I guess? Because people are going to know how we feel about it as we talk about
it. Okay, got it. So we're reviewing, then we're spoiling, then we're mic rating.
Correct.
That's the situation.
Right, but it was, guys, the slowest Star Wars opening at $176 million. Significantly down from the $220 million opening weekend Last Jedi made. And the $247 million that Force Awakens made. So we can definitely see that Last Jedi and Force Awakens, it's definitely split the Star Wars community, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And we can also say that 3 out of 4 of us are fans of Last Jedi.
Yes.
Which intros this. Yes. Now you,
terrible.
If you haven't followed the show, Just Bone did appear on it, adamantly saying, very upset.
Mm. Quite.
Which a lot of people are very adamantly upset about. Maybe that's 2019. I don't know what. But they say they hate this movie so much, Bone. So can you, to start it off, give us your specific reasons why you did not like Last Jedi.
All right. So the reasons for the Last Jedi hate right now is that, seriously, so there's a reason why you have a trilogy. And you get the first part, you get the second part, you get the third part. And so basically, JJ comes in. Number 7 lays the groundwork. Has like a basic plot, a
with
basic
Lawrence
thing.
Kasdan, screenwriter of Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
I mean, right.
Yeah. So he had a basic thing, and then suddenly they turn it over to some dude, and they're like, "Yo, here is an outline of what we think. What you should kind of follow. You know, like there's an overline, and and you know, that's what I kind of fell in love with Star Wars, was that I always understood that things connect. There is a connection to everything. Everything makes sense, you know? And I really appreciate that Lucas and his team would go all the way down to like the Legends material, the comics, like they'd have to approve everything. They would read it and they'd be like, yeah, that's right for the lore. That works. That works. That's part of the history. That works. This guy comes in, RJ, whatever his name is, comes in RJ, and he goes, they give Johnson. Him an outline.
He's got a name.
And he, Ruin Johnson. How about that?
Shout out
Wando.
So you got Wando. The knives out already.
But yeah. No, shout out Wando. Oh, so hey.
We're at my house. I got knives, actual knives.
But anyways, yeah. So here he comes, and then you're like, JJ's like, oh, here's outline. Here, like, you know, follow the beat, you know, play off the story, you know, play off the story. Well, you know what? Nah, I'm just gonna do my own thing. Boom, does all this stuff. Boom, just swerves everything. And basically, this is my opinion. He ruined 8 and 9, in a sense. Okay. In a sense, he ruined 8 and 9 because now JJ had to come in and had to try to make his story and try to make it work
right.
with something totally off on 8. And I hope you guys all saw 8.
I'll agree with you that JJ it, definitely. Had the cards stacked against him.
Yeah.
I mean, right. majorly. But right. we also have to see that Disney chose three
that
directors.
Too. I agree with that.
It's Disney
three
to blame
movies
here.
In
I agree.
The very beginning. When they announced it, we're going to make three films, three different directors. And that's what they got.
Blew up in their face.
I mean, it blew up in their face.
They didn't have a plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lucas had a plan from one and three.
Yes, Lucas
they just wanted a cash grab, Disney, because they bought this thing from him.
I agree.
And like, what are we going to do? And JJ should not have given up.
No, JJ should have continued.
Did the whole three?
He should have done all three. Tell you the truth, he should have done all three. And the thing about it is this too, as I said before, if Episode 8, Last Jedi, was its own one off somewhere else in the thing, I would be okay with it.
You mentioned
before. Yes. I would be kind of okay with it because just the fact that they swerved everything, and you know, kind of spoiling Episode 9, JJ had to go and kind of do a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Absolutely.
And yeah, he had
a lot of heavy lifting.
Yes.
And they had to do it in a very, very short time.
Exactly.
Because they were on a deadline schedule. They brought on Chris Terrio, who co-wrote Argo. He wrote Batman v Superman and Justice League. Don't make me go into that.
Forget it.
That's who co-wrote this movie, guys.
Well, it's a panic attack. Disney had a panic attack.
And yes. JJ said many times in interviews, prior and even post this movie, he admits he's not great at ending storylines. He's there to build the momentum, and then with Ryan, the swerve was there, and then the studio panicked. They also lost Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher was a huge
part of this new movie. It's supposed to be the main focus of the movie, as seen in the credits.
Right.
She is the main character, which was the intention. The intention was Princess Leia will be the star of this movie. She passed in 2016, and therefore they had to go into panic mode, and they trashed Colin Trevorrow's script, who was originally supposed to make the movie, right? The writer-director of Jurassic World, not a great one either, but
yeah.
I mean...
Right.
But that's why. That's some of the major reasons.
That's valid.
I have other reasons.
Okay. We'll bring things up later.
I have small reasons, but that was the main... thing. And then the other thing is this. I don't like Ruin Johnson's freaking attitude about it. He really just, he was kind of a dick about a lot of things to a lot of people. I just didn't feel like he cared.
But
like,
isn't everyone going to do that though? Like the ego's a thing and they're going to defend their shit.
Yeah. No, that's fine defending it. But even before the thing came out, he was just being a dick about a lot of things.
Well, I think also people were attacking him. So he... I mean, we have to look at ourselves as people. I mean, when we are attacked, we put on our defense mode. And he just can't... He just can't comfort these fans. Nothing... He made the movie he wanted to make. And Disney didn't check him on it, guys.
They should have checked him.
They didn't check him on it. They're all there. It's a $200...
It's money situation.
$50 million movie.
Right.
And they saw the script. They approved it. I mean, look.
They all approve it. There's a board
of
directors.
How they approve it?
There's a bunch of people sitting in a room, and they all said yes, they all voted yes.
Kathleen Kennedy needs to go too. I'm sorry. At this point,
I don't disagree with you, Kathleen Kennedy.
That's just
maybe it's better that we let go. And I think that was the theme of Last Jedi was was Rian Johnson saying, hey, let's let go of the Lucas lore a little bit. Let's subvert this a little bit. Let's try something different.
And that's why they agreed to it.
A lot of people felt that it failed, but they agreed to it in the beginning.
They agreed to it to make longer cash grab money. Because if you say let the past die, what's going to happen? Let's make future meaning more movies, future meaning more cash.
And
you can't rely on the episode 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, 6.
Yeah, but you're just basically crapping on the source material that built your thing.
Right. You're going radically different.
That's dumb. Like, in my opinion, that's just dumb.
All right.
So that's just me.
Real quickly, yes. Just one. Did you enjoy the movie?
Which one? This last one?
This last, Rise of Skywalker.
I did.
Okay.
I really, really liked it.
Grant, did you enjoy the movie?
I enjoyed it, for sure.
Aaron, did you enjoy the movie?
I loved it.
No.
That's a strong word.
And I'm smiling big.
Yeah, you're smiling.
Right. Yes.
And I think it's just
fine. I'm very happy.
fine.
I say I love it with some, let's say, some cryptic background behind it.
I love it. You're being a little facetious. I mean, you're being a little.
Yes, but it's the happiest movie I've seen in a long time.
That's great.
And it's a very positive movie. Yep. There's no conflict in this movie. You're at any point of the movie, do you feel like any of them are being threatened?
Right.
You feel good. The only part is Carrie Fisher passing, and we knew that already going into this movie.
You know what this movie was? It's a cheeseburger, pizza, American flag, apple pie buffet for Star Wars nerds.
Right.
I mean, it is.
It's happiness.
It's JJ trying to give the fans of the Lucas saga everything you want. You want Easter eggs? We packed it.
It's kind of a fuck off to them, too.
I mean,
because it's like, here, I'm throwing in everything, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't shit on this now.
They're referencing comic books. They're referencing cartoons.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can count the amount of throw up callbacks they had.
It is
in this
ridiculous.
Movie. It's stupid. It's stupid.
And even, like I said, for sound bites from Clone Wars and Rebels, the cartoons. Mm. So, you know, hey, if you like buffets, great. For me, it's.
I'm not a fan
quantity
of
Todai. Over quality.
I was never a fan of Todai or any of that shit.
Just like the end of the buffet, I'm stuffed, but I feel unsatisfied.
You don't feel satisfied at
all. Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know? Okay.
I feel like. Okay, so I feel like this. When I watched it twice on that day. When I first watched it, I kind of watched it and I analyzed it and I was just like taking it all in. And it was a lot. It was a hell of a lot of stuff. And then I was sitting there like, I like it. I was like, I like it. It was good. I like it. That's all I said. And then later on, like maybe a few hours later, I went to watch it again with my friends. And we ended up watching 3D. And I got a better viewing of it. Because the first time I seen it, I was like all the way in front. This time, I was a little more in back.
Right.
So I got a better view, had it in 3D and everything. And then after watching again, I kind of just like not caring, I guess. I loved it. Like, I took it in more as a fan.
Yeah.
Like, I tell everybody this. If you go as a movie critic or like a person that's a movie snob or whatever, you're going to hate it.
Exactly because right.
Because there's so much things going on.
Exactly.
It doesn't play to what a lot of people think a good movie should be.
I mean,
exactly.
We can all agree. It's convoluted.
It's a lot of shit. Yeah.
It's a movie. It's not The Godfather.
It's not
Casino.
Not at all.
I know it's not The Godfather.
It's not a film.
But, you know, hey, it's very difficult for him to make something agreeable and comfortable.
Yes, it's the hardest job of any director, I think, is this movie, making this, to end Star Wars.
And you know what? I give a lot of props to JJ. I think in the end, he made it work.
I have to give him credit as well. I have to, as much as it was all over the place, To use the footage of Leia was
That's
was
amazing.
Impressive
right.
of how he did it. Because, like, how are you supposed to do this?
Right.
Yeah.
He had to be the relief pitcher for Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn.
Right.
And that's Rian Johnson.
It really much is.
Before his glasses.
It pretty much is, yes.
Okay.
He got the contacts in. Because it was amazing how he did that. And to put in all of these things. You could easily made this. We talked, Grant, before the show. We could have made this a two-parter.
Yeah.
Right.
We could have easily a two-parter.
They should have made
it. They actually should have split them up. But I also feel that Disney knew how problematic this trilogy was, how much money it was overstuffed
with. Done with it.
They wanted to be done with it.
I agree.
They really wanted to
make
this
good part.
I think they should have made the movie. They could have made the movie 3 hours. I don't think the fans would have got mad. Look what Endgame did.
Yeah.
Endgame was a 3 hour plus movie, one of the highest grossing films of all time.
You could make it 3 hours. Star Wars.
They could have made it 3 hours.
You could make it intermission.
I want to see his director's cut. I want to see his director's cut.
I
tell you true.
I
really do.
It could add to it. But let's go with the plot breakdown. Okay. We got, in my opinion, one of the positive things, one of the best opening crawls.
Well,
I really loved the opening crawl.
I actually thought it was the weakest opening crawl. I mean,
you thought it was the worst opening crawl.
Interesting. Okay.
Just the first three words.
Oh, the dead speed.
Yeah, I didn't like total, that.
Which is the fuck off to Rian Johnson.
I actually chuckled. That's
JJ saying, fuck you, Rian Johnson, because what does he say in Jedi? Let the past die.
I love you, JJ.
It was so funny.
I love you, JJ.
It was hilarious.
You know why? You know why I thought it was the best opening crawls is because, like I said, you knew right off the bat where it was like, we're in trouble, guys. Yeah. We're in script trouble.
So
and we gotta get your attention right here. And I laughed out loud in the theater
when I saw
the dead speak because you know the dead speak. The galaxy has heard a mysterious broadcast, a threat of revenge.
That was a zombie movie.
The sinister voice of the late Emperor Palpatine. All right,
like Dawn of the Dead coming out.
Right,
George Romero gonna be in this thing.
Because I knew already. I really looked at it as okay, we're gonna go on a roller coaster ride here.
Yeah.
Because and the movie is a roller coaster
ride.
It is at a relentless pace.
I was surprised to see Palpatine so in the beginning so quick and have a prominent role in this. I thought it was gonna be a cameo, but he was prominently used in this, so they used him right. I think for that, big time.
So and, you know, props to JJ. Like they needed. Okay, I don't know if so. I want to believe that he was planned to come back this whole time, but they probably wasn't.
No, I'm just saying,
props to JJ because he realized he needed to figure out a bad guy.
That was in his back pocket.
He needed that swerve.
He had the ace in his pocket.
And he did it right, and in my opinion.
Because Force Awakens had nothing of Palpatine. Last Jedi had nothing of Palpatine.
Nope. Colin Trevorrow, who was the original writer of Rise of Skywalker, said in an interview, he was like, I didn't see that. He didn't see that coming.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So he's admitting that the Palpatine thing was JJ and Chris Terrio. That was them pulling out something for the fans.
Out of their ass is what they did. Because that was
their
Joker.
But credit to them because they went back and used the source material from Revenge of the Sith where basically, you know, he was talking about Darth Plagueis and saying like, we have the ability to do unnatural things.
And he basically said the same line.
He said the same line.
Yeah. He
brought it back.
Said
the same line. But so, no Darth Plagueis references in this movie, though.
Yeah, no Plagueis references. He was probably in the crowd of...
I got something to say about those guys.
Let's start off.
Hare Krishnas, they might be. I'm just saying.
Real quick. The movie starts off with Finn, Poe, Chewie. Getting info from a First Order spy.
They're playing chess, though. That's what they're playing.
Yeah.
Chewbacca always wins at the chess.
Right. You know,
cheating.
250 years, he's cheating.
Right.
They get the info from the First Order spy on the ship, and a chase ensues where Poe uses light speed skipping, which is new to the Millennium Falcon.
Well, they did that in... Didn't they do something like that in Last Jedi? Not the Holdo thing. But didn't they do some kind of... Force Awakens, Han, to get the Starkiller base, he had to light speed into Starkiller base because their thing was blinking.
Okay. It's been mentioned.
Han did it in Force Awakens.
It's been
the Millennium Falcon in Starkiller base, they had to land the ship. And then it was blinking. They had to get the light speed in to get past their sensors. That was the light speed skipper.
All right, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I remember that.
Yeah, it's...
Remember the part Starkiller Base hit the land?
I would say the Falcon chase, cool. It's cool. I like it. The light speed skipping,
it's fun. It's happy.
I loved it.
It's cool. Yeah.
Happy.
It's cool.
We're all happy.
And while that's going on...
Win the war. That one little whatever weird thing.
You guys all agree? You guys enjoy that scene?
Yeah, that's fun.
It was fun, but it was contrived. It was a New Hope all over again. Let's get the little disc, the hidden message from something, and put it in R2 and run away like they did in Episode 4, like they did in Force Awakens.
Let's get to that. Kylo is in search of the Sith Wayfinder, right?
Yeah,
It's in the cartoons.
Right.
His lore.
Wayfinder, though. You know?
Right.
Can we just call it the compass or something?
Yeah. It's a device
to
find
the
GPS.
The Sith Seeker.
The Sith Seeker.
Right there, marketing. Yeah, but if you say that and you got a lisp, you're screwed.
Yeah, actually.
The Sith Seeker.
Yeah, the Sith Seeker.
I've got a Sith
speak of the Sith.
And think of how many nerds cannot say that with a lisp.
Yeah.
What?
You know what
a lot of nerds can't do a lot of things.
Apologies to nerds with lisps.
Sith Seekers.
Yes.
Don't add lisping to the nerds' problems.
The Sith Wayfinder is a device to find the planet Exegol, right?
Yep.
Where a reanimated Darth Sidious, Emperor Palpatine, is waiting for Kylo Ren, right? Kylo Ren's like fighting. He's doing rock bottom to guys in the forest.
Who is he fighting? A bunch of Chinese guys. Like, what were those guys they're fighting? Yeah. They look like Chinese men.
We don't know.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of that in this movie.
Like how we don't know how the First Order rose. We don't even know.
Wait for the comic. It's going to
come. How we have a resistance. We don't know what the resistance is.
Wait for the comic.
JJ does a lot of, hey guys, you guys got imaginations. You fill it. You fill in the blanks. We just want to get you the bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is really what this movie is. It's bullet points.
It's an outline.
I just said, wait for the comments.
Basically, Emperor Palpatine tells Kylo that he created Supreme Leader Snoke. Mm-hmm. He's been controlling him the whole time. We see some Snokes in a vat.
I like the vat.
Yeah, the vat of clone Snoke. He's like, hey, I ran out of number one. We need number two.
So, yeah, so what's he going to do with number two and three there? I mean, were there the followers? Maybe he just made a whole bunch of Snokes and there were the guys in the cloaks. Because Snokes and cloaks.
Snoke was actually a character, right?
Right.
I mean, right.
And they based it off of him and kept it going.
Well, Snokes and cloaks, all those guys in the hoods. It could have been a bunch of Snokes.
It could have been.
But this is going back and adding lore to lore now.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
this
yeah.
Is adding another piece, whatever.
Yeah, but like, shout out to Emperor's milky eyes. Those are dreamy. Milky eyes. He looked kind of worse for wear.
Glaucoma.
Wow. Right? Yeah. He had some eye problem. Yeah. Cataracts for the win.
So he reveals that he has a secret armada of Star Destroyers. Who's building all
these
things?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
They had 30 years, dude. 30
so Benicio years. Del Toro was right. Okay. No. You know, they're selling to the good guys, selling to the bad guys. Yeah. Right? So DJ,
shout out DJ.
DJ was right. Shout out DJ. How are they getting the money to build all these Star Destroyers?
Exactly. Well, they're all equipped with Death Star.
How much
Star
is that on the
market? Okay, yeah. So, they can all blow up.
How much is that on the market right now, the Starkiller technology? Quite frankly. Quite frankly.
This is unlimited money, guys.
Unlimited.
This is unlimited money.
Unlimited power.
So when Sidious originally took over as Chancellor, whatever, he basically took over all the banks too. And he made everything in this industry. So he could do whatever the hell he wanted to. And supposedly what they're saying and what the story is supposed to be like, he started all this all in the unknown region years and years before. And they just been producing all this stuff. This
like a Swiss bank account or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Like that's supposedly what it is. And props to the guys that came up with the video game.
Battlefront?
Which included the whole Cinder storyline behind it. Like,
really?
Where like Palpatine just shed it on everybody basically and said, hey, if I'm going to lose, we're going to have...
Yeah, that's another thing this movie referenced to. Video games, we never mentioned
so
that.
So that part right there saved everything. Because that whole little storyline in the back pretty much saved everything after that because it built the blocks for Palpatine to come back.
So he's basically reanimated. He's hooked up to this thing like the Matrix, right? He's got plugs all up in.
Yeah,
he's like
very goth. Very Marilyn Manson situation.
Right? Shout out the Sith throne, right? They brought the Sith
throne.
Which was supposed to be in Return of Jedi, but it never was. Right?
Based off of a Ralph McQuarrie illustration.
Right? And then he sends Kylo now to kill Rey or bring her back or whatever, right?
Right.
Rey's training. We see Rey training to be a Jedi with Leia at Rebellion headquarters.
I like that scene. She's floating with the rocks.
That was,
like,
pretty
that
dope.
Was a nice intro of Rey.
Cool.
I like that.
Yes, yes.
Pretty cool.
It's kind of a callback to, in a way, with the rocks.
Yeah,
Rey's,
right.
I dig that.
Reading the Jedi texts, right?
Which supposedly means nothing, but now we're reading it.
Right.
Just saying. Another fuck off to Rian Johnson.
This is another
the Jedi text page turners. They were not, but she's turning them now.
And then discovers there's a Sith artifact that could lead them to Palpatine, right? And we'll get to that MacGuffin. I guess they call it MacGuffins in movies, right? Because it's the whole MacGuffin. Movie is we got to get to a thing to get to a thing to get to a thing.
And they're very specifically saying what they want to get to the thing to the thing.
Right.
They
want to
call
game.
Back every little wording and thing. Right. Yeah,
it was like G.I. Joe. Remember old G.I. Joe?
It was a G.I. Joe
the
movie.
For the map, the weather dominator.
It's G.I. Joe the movie, right.
They got to go underwater. They got to go into the desert.
We need to call them by the full name.
It's a video game, man. Come on now.
The Princess of Alderaan has it.
I mean, too many references.
$200 million video game. All right. We got Finn, Rey, Poe, Chewie, C-3PO journeying to the planet Passana to find the Wayfinder, and they are taken in by a masked Lando Calrissian, who's been living there, I guess, chilling, drinking Colt 45. And
he's looking good. I was telling Grant. He's got a good toupee.
Fresh perm.
That toupee is good. He was looking fresh.
He's looking all
right.
They're going to make a Disney show of him? That's not going to work.
Does Lando never not smile? He's smiling. He's ear to ear.
He's happy to have a job at 80 right now. He's going, how's it going, Chewbacca? How you doing? Give Leia my love. I mean, like, Jesus Christ.
I'm saying that the second time I watched that scene, you're like, damn, that didn't sound right at all, dude.
He's always wanted to love.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's always wanted.
One thing Palpatine has done is Palpatine has now created force bonding between Kylo and Ren. And through force bonding, he grabs the necklace and then finds out where they are in Passana through the force bonding.
Yeah, can we get back to Passana? That was what it's called?
Passana.
Okay, so first of all, when 3PO said, it's been 42 years since they've done, I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Right, because 42 years ago was
that
New
was
Hope.
The worst thing you could say right now.
That was so stupid. That was the reference.
That was bad. Come on, that's like a Netflix show. That's like the end of Love Boat or something. That's the end of like Three's Company. You can throw out some kind of line. It's been 10 years, guys. Cliche. And then who are those people? Like, what was the point of that?
I wish Burning Man was every 42 years.
Exactly, right?
Like, annually.
Exactly.
I need to go. So,
I mean, like, and then Ray's going, I've never seen anything like this. Well, Ray, we don't really give a shit. Yeah. I mean, like, what are we doing
here?
The
funny part is he mentioned sweets. I'm like, dude, you can't even eat. What the hell are you talking about?
So, what we got to say, the 3PO's best performance of all, most human.
He's oh, yeah. That's the 3PO, man.
He was awesome. Anthony Daniels, he pulled it off.
He had the best.
When they fell in the pit, we'll get to that. He said, oh, you guys didn't say my name. That was an excellent line from him.
Yeah, the best memes, man.
But then what
best
was Lando memes. Doing there? We never got explained why
just
was Lando
chilling,
even there.
Man. He just likes hanging hot, out. Dry
he was
weather.
A general, but he was a general for the rebellion, and he just said, fuck it, I'm just going to go far.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang
well,
out.
Supposedly, you know, he was with Luke, you know, doing
right,
stuff.
So then we do get that, of the missions that
him
and Luke went to do stuff.
There are lore about Lando, about what he does after Jedi and stuff like that.
He did mention that he went, him and Luke. Right.
We didn't read it, obviously.
Yeah. And he's, how about that lowrider? Looked like that little Jawa's little lowrider. He had just the tires were going. He didn't even have the thing. He just had the tires.
He's just chilling, man.
That was a nice lowrider for Lando.
That might be a big rider, actually.
So we go there. Stormtroopers pursue. Desert chase ensues with the new jetpack.
Well, that's from Battlefront. That's from Battlefront.
That's from Battlefront, right? But first ever we've seen in a movie.
Right.
First ever we've seen in a movie.
Now, the
and leads to a pretty exciting chase.
Yeah.
I thought the chase
was,
quite fun.
Fun, action, happy.
Right?
Action,
happy. And it leads to the group falling into some black quicksand in the middle of the desert.
Right.
Right? Wind up in the tunnels below. Great C-3PO line, right? Hey, you know, thanks for checking on me, guys. Yeah. Right?
It was good.
It was good.
Thanks. And I feel like the only reason we're in that scene is basically Rey uses her force healing.
Force healing. Hey, Mandalorian. Shout out to the Mandalorian.
Help
shout
a giant
baby
sand
Yoda.
Snake that's hurt.
Yeah.
And letting us know how much power she can wield with the force healing.
And shout out to Disney Plus for watching The Mandalorian so you can be like, hey, I know that. I've seen that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And Carl Weathers like, he's going to eat me. He's going to eat me.
That was the best thing Carl Weathers has said in decades.
All right.
Decades.
So Finn says he needs to tell Rey something.
I forgot about that line.
Finn says that he wants to tell Rey something but doesn't get to. Is this the Palpatine revelation? Is this Finn revealing that he feels like he has force connection?
They never
talk abilities?
About it, right?
They never go back
and like I said, I want to see his director cut, man.
Is Finn confessing his
director cut? Well, this ain't Zack Snyder here, so I don't know what this is all about.
Finn confessing his love to her because we've always got this vibe that, man, the guy can't help screaming her name all the time.
Yeah. We should do a drinking game on the amount of time Finn yells a name.
I feel John
Boyega like one shot
yells her name every 20 minutes.
Right.
So maybe like one shot or two for every time he yells out a name, one or two shots for every time he goes, woo!
Yeah,
that's what happens every other time.
Well, you know,
that's another one.
He's playing a stereotypical.
Yeah, if we had a drinking game for that, we'd die of alcohol poisoning. But
let's do it.
and if he
not
is,
again, Bone. No.
Yeah.
And if he is confessing his love for her, then what about Rose Tico? I guess they just Jar Jar Binks'd her out of this movie.
Hey, shout out to the people that hate Asian chubby women.
I know.
Why do people okay? So, I gotta ask you this. Yes. So people hate Rose Tico. They hate her.
Okay.
And not maybe because she's part of The Last Jedi, I don't know what, but why do you think people hate that character so much that you can pull that's not Asian or chubby?
I don't know.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I was okay. I was okay. Yeah,
Like, if you look at Facebook, people hate on her so much.
So I was okay with the character. She was fine in the movie. The only problem that I have with her was when she quote unquote saved Finn when they looked like they were gonna die.
Right.
Like they should have both died, tell you the truth. When she crashed into his ass. I was like, I literally was in the movie and was like, that bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, he should have died. I was like, that would have been it. It would have been great. And
they totally retconned her. Right?
That was that last word.
They
you
thought
don't
of her
swerve.
As like the Asian mom fun killer, I guess. Right. I don't
know.
I
thought she was
it.
Fine.
I thought she was fine.
I don't know. I really don't know why people hated on her so much and they just talk so much shit at her.
Right. I mean, she had to delete her
sad,
Instagram.
Dude.
She had to eliminate social media because it's just horrible.
You know what I mean? Like when you talk about toxic fan base, that's really
bad,
dude. I'm sorry.
That's Star Wars fans.
Well, not, I don't want to say that, dude. Like, I
because there's no justifiable
Wars.
Reason
just
people
like,
can
just
people
like
get
we
mad
have
at her.
Republicans and Democrats. We have Republican Star Wars fans. Democrat.
Oh yeah,
that's
oh,
Star
yeah.
Wars fans. Yeah. That's a good way to see it. I
guess
so.
Rey and the group discover a familiar ship on Pasana, and inside find the Sith dagger. Right, but C-3PO's programming forbids him to interpret the text, right? This could be due to the fact that C-3PO is a Republic-built droid.
He did mention
and
that.
And Palpatine programmed these droids to not read Sith writing.
Right, that's from way back in the day.
Because he was ruling everything when he was in the Senate, right? Yeah. Right. So that's a possibility.
There is a few possibilities.
Actually, and then we find a blatant toy manufacturing character, D.O., voiced by J.J. Abrams.
No, J.J. Right. It's marketing. It's toys. It's just more toys.
Yeah. I get it. And then we all recognize that ship when we saw it. It's the ship from Force Awakens that was taking Rey's parents
took the
away.
Kid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Took the parents away. That's right.
Now, we cut to another scene. Kylo and the Knights, they capture Chewie. Right?
Right.
Got the Millennium
Falcon. I thought they were going to shoot him right there. And they should have shot him in the back of the head.
And they get the dagger.
Right.
Right.
All right. Rey and Kylo face off. This is then revealing Rey's Sith-like powers when they're force fighting to bring the ship back in, which was pretty cool.
Yeah,
cool.
But did we buy that Chewie was dead there? I didn't buy it.
Nah.
Because that was too formulaic of a death.
Yeah, yeah.
Chewbacca's a major character. We can't have him just blow up.
Yeah, right.
But I did think it was going to serve as a turning point for Rey.
Right.
At that point,
right,
thought,
because
okay,
of the
gonna give into the anger.
When
she's
the lightning
gonna,
fingers happened,
right. Yeah, I was sick. I dug that.
We all knew where it was.
Yeah,
coming.
I dug
coming.
That.
Right. Yeah. We got it.
And then Finn yelling again, and then say, "Hurry up! Everybody, go, hurry up!" And that was it.
You know, killing Chewie would have been the ballsiest thing they would have did in this movie, but JJ ain't gonna do it.
We're all happy. No one's dying.
It's okay.
No one's gonna die.
The way I look at this movie is it's J.J. Abrams is like your dad. He's like, hey, buddy, everything's going to be all right. And then Ryan Johnson comes in. Mom starts dating another guy. They get divorced. Yeah. Mom starts dating another guy. And he's like, who's this other? Who's my stepdad now? He wants to change everything in the house. Yeah. I don't know if I like him, but he seems cool. But I don't know
you
if
just
I like
summed
him.
Up parenting.
Cool.
My dad didn't do it this way. Yeah. And the mom goes, yeah, I don't know. I kind of miss dad. Like,
parenting for 2019. Summed up that right there. That's it.
But, how did we get to this point? Oh my god!
We're now discussing, discussing parenting for the next decade.
I'm like, what? Right.
So, anyways, although although the dagger is gone, C-3PO reveals he does have it saved in his memory bank.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have to travel to Kijimi to get the text extracted.
These planet names,
from
man.
C-3PO.
You know what? Kijimi. That sounds like some kind of sweater.
So
or some
JJ
kind of thing.
Revealed that Kijimi is his favorite brand of synthesizer, keyboard synthesizer.
There you go. See,
really?
There you go.
I think I see that. Yes.
It sounds familiar.
Was the shout out Poe. Dameron takes them there. We meet the most waste of a time character, Zori Bliss, played by Kerry Russell.
Well, she does a good job with what she was given.
Right.
She did fine with what she was given.
Right. It could have been overblown. It could have been overused.
She acted well in what she was given.
Yeah.
And okay, we get the fact. Okay, Han
they
Solo.
They did nothing with her, really.
They did nothing with her, but her lines were fine.
She is there to get him from point A to point B.
Right.
Just plot
but we revealed that Poe is now like a Han Solo. He's a spice runner, which is a drug dealer.
Right.
So now we do not know that. No, Poe
like
is now
that.
A drug dealer.
And then she tells the story about how the First Order has been basically harvesting children from Kijimi to basically, you know, add to the army, add to the First Order. Right?
Come on,
though.
They introduced like everybody's favorite character now, though.
Babu Frick.
Yep. That's
why is this America's favorite character?
I don't know. Everybody likes Babu Frick.
Why is there an article saying that everybody's in love with Babu Frick?
Shout out to Grant, who says it looked like the creature from Flight of the Navigator.
It totally
does.
As soon as I saw him on screen, I was like, that's the freaking guy.
Yes, you
remember
you remember another shitty movie from the 80s called Munchies?
No.
He kind of looked like Munchies.
But Flight of the Navigator is not shitty. Come on.
But Navigator was legit.
I think we're going to do a deep dive on
I was a very little kid when I watched it. I'm sorry.
One thing at a time. One thing at a time.
Everybody loves Babu Freak. He looks like a little Luis Guzman.
No one cares.
He does look bizarre. He looks like the
Monopoly. We talk about Rose Tico. Let's talk about this thing. Who gives a shit about this little miniature thing?
Hey, shout out
it's kind of like a stereotypical jab at like small people. It's kind of a little small people kind of jab.
It's almost like a little. Like Latin Mexican guy crossed with an old Chinese
guy.
Crossed with like a
right.
That's C-3PO's best friend now. Come on now. It's my only friend.
So we get that whole scene.
Babu Freak.
That was definitely the biggest
laughs in the
theater was Babu Freak.
Right.
The whole
seriously?
Art theater was people were loving it.
Oh,
I
God.
Was fine, whatever. Jesus. I wasn't crying.
Shout out to Zach Wheeler, by the way. He said that's his favorite character now.
Oh,
and then Rey uses the Force, senses Chewbacca is alive and aboard the Star Destroyer. And then they get aboard the Star Destroyer to organize a rescue mission with Zori.
Well, we got bypassed the whole C-3PO getting his mind wiped.
He gets his mind wiped.
So he gets his mind wiped, which the trailer made it more. So I was telling Grant before this, the trailer made us more wanting to cry than the actual scene.
Yeah,
because like we're watching this, and we're
like
no, you weren't. We were like, he's gonna be fine. He's a robot. They can just reboot him.
Yeah,
and then it's not like he died. So they turned him back on, and then you have the joke of him. Right. Babu Freak. He's his best friend.
He's like, I can't believe you're talking to me this way.
Right,
I
so once again, so it's all happy. So we don't have a chance to have a sad moment with 3PO. He's back up again. Oh, everybody, I'm here. And then that's it. So, like, it's another happy.
Well, can I say something about that, too? I think, okay, just the comedy of this one, it felt natural. I liked how they worked it in. It wasn't forced.
Okay,
it
yes. Seem like it was I agree, totally agree. The comedy was the best of this, of the three.
I think so. I feel like that.
Yeah. 3PO by far best performance. Poe's performance, best comedy lines as well, because he was kind of overdoing some of his swearing and ass and damage.
I like Poe though.
Yeah. Poe came into his prime here.
He came into himself as a character in this one, right?
Even Finn for a lot of his lines, not the yelling or yelling names, but his lines were not bad. Yeah, not that shit, but not the shot game. But his other lines was actually, they all came into their own, I think, the best of these three.
Yeah.
Right. So aboard the Star Destroyer, right, we got Rey revealing in her memory, right, the Sith dagger was used by the Ochi, the assassin, to kill her parents, right? They then have the, I think, pretty cool force bonding lightsaber battle while he's on the ground and she's in the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
And shout out to JJ for bringing lightsaber battles back, because that was missing from Last Jedi.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
still not as good as the prequel lightsaber battles, though. Dude, with Ray Park
amazing,
and
man.
The Darth Maul stuff will still hold up to this day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know.
And we finally get the big reveal, guys. We get the big reveal. Kylo reveals to her that Palpatine is.
Grandfather.
Who's your granddaddy? Hey.
Thank goodness she didn't get his looks.
Okay, did anybody see that coming? Because I thought they were going to be...
Well, after Lightning Fingers...
Well, I thought Rey was going to be a clone because of the way that she flicked her thing and all the rays.
That makes sense.
Did you guys see that it was Palpatine going to be
the
dad?
I did not see the Palpatine angle.
We saw Palpatine at the end of the trailer laughing, but did we get the connection? Did we think that there would be a connection there?
I got it from the Lightning Fingers.
While watching the movie, right?
Well,
not before the movie.
I didn't know that it was Palpatine, but I was like, okay, so she's of Sith blood because we've never seen a Jedi shoot Lightning Fingers.
Yeah, right. But before you watched the movie, I'm saying, did you have any idea when you saw the trailer of Palpatine laughing at the end? How were they going to intertwine to find Rey's parents in the whole situation?
It's kind of like you were saying. I mean, I think a lot of us just thought Palpatine would have a relatively small role in the movie, right? And it was like,
I was not
from the get-go, it was like, bam, this is about Palpatine.
He's
believe that Palpatine, even though now he wants his granddaughter, his son ran away from him? Are we supposed to fill in that blanks that his son didn't want to?
Well, like you said, bullet points, outline.
Take on the bloodline of the Sith
in the comics.
Are we supposed to see that? Is that in the comics?
I don't know. I'm sure it'll pop up somewhere.
That's something where we got to fill in the blanks. Yeah. Here, right?
I want to know what the First Order is. I still don't know what the First
Order
is.
What do you mean? You don't know what the First
Order is? The First Order? What did they come up? They beat the Empire.
You never watched the. Oh, never mind. I guess you didn't.
Well, see, what is this? What am I supposed to watch? Star Wars Lego?
It's basically the remnants of whatever was left of the Empire. Basically, so when Palpatine did his whole Operation Cinder thing where he just said, he was like saying, if the king dies, screw everybody else because the game's over. I'm going to fuck everybody up. But in the sense of like he killed everybody or he killed off the Empire. He tried to kill off the New Republic at the same time on Jakku. That was his whole idea, was he's going to blow everything up. In the end, his whole strategy was that the best of the best, the guys that survived that, are going to become the new empire, which became the new order.
Why does the New Republic need a resistance? Where's the Republic Army?
So that part right there is the first. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The resistance was okay. So the New Republic, as a lot of governments do, were just caught up in the minutiae, caught up in and not doing much. And so all of a sudden, here's the First Order, like doing their thing way outside of space, where they don't really care. They don't give a fuck. So they're like, yeah, do your thing out there. Until they come here, we're not going to screw with it. And basically, what it was is that Leia kind of got the hint, like, yo, no, we got to watch these guys. This is bad. Like, this is really bad.
It's kind of like America now, where we're like, where'd all these Trump supporters come from?
It's crazy how it kind of mirrors what's going on. But anyways, so during this time, Leia was trying to be like the Grand Senator or whatever, but it was revealed that she was Darth Vader's daughter. Mm. And that was like a big political smear campaign against her. And that's what brought her down. And like nobody wants to
That would have been great.
So that's where she got eliminated from the whole Republic.
But that's when she like officially left the whole official, like being part of the government. And so she said, screw it. I'm going to start my own resistance. The resistance.
Okay.
Because I could see this threat. We need to do something. And other people.
I think if Carrie Fisher was in this movie, we'd probably
all that would help more. Like, tell you the truth. Okay, so The Force Awakens actually had extra scenes.
Yeah, that's what they used to cut in.
That would have filled all that in.
Right.
Like, they tell that. They say that. Like, all these extra scenes about that would have, like, helped this story.
Well, those
are
those extra scenes they used to cut into this movie.
I get, yeah.
Because all those scenes were shot in 2016.
Right, right. It wasn't No Last Jedi footage, right? It was Force Awakens footage. Well, that's excellent to know because then, okay, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Because so he goes from a general and then, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of where the whole, you know, that's why the comics, the background, like, stories, that's where all this stuff comes
from. How do we
bring
Trump into this?
Well, it's like, because we said, like, where did the First Order come from?
Okay, so
and then when you know, we talked to people and we're like, I don't know anybody that voted for Trump.
Okay, so how does Tulsi factor in?
So is it a coincidence that Exico sounds like Mexico?
Bring in MC to get the wordplay.
There you go.
Shout out. Know, man.
No master backs all day.
Hey. Wow, that's right. It's all
MB.
It's all a liberal conspiracy. Right?
Because to JJ.
They're massing an army down there.
I love it. I love it.
They're massing an army down there.
It's the evil empire.
after Ray's reveal, General Hux reveals that
he's the spy.
His reveal was great, though.
For no other reason.
His reveal was great.
I just want him to
It was
live.
So randomly. I'm the spy.
So yeah, that was great. I liked it.
That was
but
funny.
Other
that
people
funny.
Like were complaining about it. It's like, that's funny.
Why?
I could see
that's
it.
What I'm saying.
Hux
why?
Sucks anyway.
All right.
And
all
right. Just sucks anyway. Let and I we should have. And we were introduced to General Pride. General Pride is dope. He's the guy we should have had from the beginning.
He's the old school dude. He's that one old school guy. Because
he's got that Moff Tarkin look. Yeah, he looks like Moff Tarkin.
He had the right gravitas and everything.
Can I talk about Hux real quick?
Yes.
Real quick. Okay, so. I'm sorry, I'm just going to go back to Last Jedi again. So, back to Force Awakens. Hux was pretty awesome. If you watch that,
he was
still an awesome dude. Suddenly, Last Jedi comes along. They make him look like a goofball.
Can you hear me?
They made him.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
And then all of a sudden, they kick him to the side. Literally kick him to the side with their Force whatevers. And they made him into
trash. He was pretty funny, though, I got to say.
Our
Supreme Leader is dead.
But I'm just saying that. Saying that. JJ took what he had to work with, which was, you know, at this point he's kind of comedy and let's make him comedy and that's kind of the way they played it.
He turned him into a sniveling weasel.
That's how
But that's what he looks like though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying that.
Well, he is a Weasley brother.
He is Weasley.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm just saying that.
Harry Potter.
I feel like Last Jedi I screwed really him up.
I just got to go back a little bit.
There we go.
Now that I'm thinking about Harry Potter. Okay.
Here we go.
Harry Potter, the reason why the film series was successful was because they had a source material that they followed.
Right.
And they had the freedom to change the directors, but the story stayed the same.
Right.
So as much as, like, you know, Columbus did the first two, and then here comes freaking Alfonso Cuarón and does the third one or whatever, right? Was it him that did the third one?
Yeah.
Totally different. Prisoner of Azkaban, totally different. Tonally, atmospheric, dark.
Story.
But I liked it.
Right.
Like, it worked. And
it just gave a
different visual
component. It was a darker, more violent film. Yeah. But you're right. It did stick to the source material. It followed the outline
that
every director that was walking, and that's what they did not do with these movies.
Well, that's kind of why, you know, Empire Strikes Back to me was cool too, because there was a storyline, and it was definitely darker.
Right.
But still, it worked. Yeah. It worked really well.
Right? Yeah.
A lot of people consider that the best, you know.
Well, people like movies where the conflict is the ending and the end result of a movie. That's why people love the bad guys winning at the end of Empire Strikes Back, right? And that's what kind of Last Jedi was trying to do. Failure. There was no success. There was no success, I know.
Total fail.
But there was no success in the movie. There was no success. I set you up for that, didn't I? Didn't I say you segue that so?
Thank you, sir.
All right. So, guys, continuing on with our intriguing storyline of get the thing to get to the thing to get to the thing.
Totally right.
Now
totally.
The group have to travel to Kevbir, one of Endor's moons.
Wait, are we watching Jumanji or what?
The ocean moon. That's the name of the planet. Kevbir.
Was that
Come on, guys.
Sounds like a rapper from the 90s. Kevbir.
Kevbir with Kev Brown.
Kevbir.
We're going to find out that's where it's from. Source material.
K-E-V-B-I-R. Kevbir is Endor's moon, the ocean moon.
Forget it. Him and Grab Lava got a song.
Have to use the dagger a la Goonies style.
Make the beer called Kevbir.
Yes.
Look at the fallen star.
Goonies. Yeah. Yes.
She's we're looking at the map.
Yeah,
and,
that was bad.
That is awful.
Okay,
that was
bad.
Yeah, I didn't like that part.
That was ridiculous.
I agree.
I did like that whole planet though.
I did like a lot of the water scenes. I like the one
water
guy
scenes.
That would have to like make the you know the iron worker that had to make that knife.
Yeah, who was it?
That's
Cornelius.
So yeah. So, okay.
Who's the guy that made?
Can we add a little plastic compass to go in?
What was that?
Totally Goonies. That's all Goonies. But yeah, you figure you have all this technology and like, oh yeah, let's do a Goody style. Throw it back.
So that stupid.
Was awful.
So awful. I was the only one in it. I probably was the only one in the theater watching, like checking out the waves. Was like, dude, that's like 30, 40 foot waves. Holy crap.
Where's Laird Hamilton?
Oh, John, where you staying, bro?
I was tripping out. I was like, wow.
Oh, this is the Eddie.
Oh, this is where the Eddie going to be next year.
So, I yelled duck dive and as the skimmer right. was going up.
Holy shit. That's so dumb. When they had that big wave, like, you got just duck dive. Yeah. Duck dive, mate. I'm like, wow. And then Shadow, why was there a monkey reconfiguring?
I was thinking, there's a
why
monkey?
Was Cornelius reconfiguring Kylo Ren's mask?
That's right.
Dude, there's a monkey with a radio strip.
We have all these weird aliens and shit. We have Cornelius.
And there's a monkey.
Yeah. Wait, we have a monkey.
Yeah, we didn't mention that earlier. And
Planet of the Apes.
And that's also retconning Rian Johnson going, get rid of this dumb mask.
Right.
And then JJ going, no, we're bringing a mask.
We're putting the mask
back
on, you fucker.
And they do that. JJ. They do that Japanese style of rebuilding the
by a monkey.
Actually, looked really cool though. I like the way
it looked cool.
Dope.
Cool mask, but then the monkey was
so there's
didn't make sense.
But that design was very intentional.
So there's other theories behind all that too. It's like to remake his mask, but yet at the same time it's broken so that.
It was a metaphor also of what JJ had to do with the script and the plot line.
It's a metaphor of Kylo's personality. Like, he was ready to burst.
Yes.
It's a ready to burst.
And it's also JJ Abrams going, how do I put this back together, man?
Thank you. Hey, monkey, come.
Yeah, Babu Frick over here.
It was a monkey.
You got baboon Frick.
So maybe that was another way to say, fuck you to Rian Johnson. We're like, you know what? You're going to break his mask. I'm just going to get a fucking monkey to do it. Put it together. Yeah. How about that, Rian
Johnson? Wow. It's a monkey can
that's
do better than you.
A monkey can like do better than you. I like that.
I dig it. Yeah, liberals.
So we're introduced to Janna and the former stormtroopers on the moon. They're all
right.
FN riding horses.
187-69 or whatever.
They have their own rebellion, right? Of these former star troopers.
I kind
of
like that. I kind of
right?
like that.
That was cool.
I kind of dug that.
Is she Lando's daughter?
Now, there is theories that if they didn't cut the movie, they might have revealed that. There is some
Lando did have a family.
Well,
it was revealed
when we
fast
forward later on, they hinted that and what. Right.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that the rumors are going around that they cut off parts of the movie and that she was supposed to
where they're
be.
Showing.
But Finn does feel like now he has a community. He has all these other former stormtroopers who left the First Order.
I like
right?
that. They give Finn a little more props.
It gives Finn more depth to his character.
Definitely.
Ray goes and she goes, Eddie would go. I'm going to go surf.
right?
Ray's
she just goes for it.
She just goes for it.
She goes
peace
for
out,
it. Right?
And then she finds some little skimboard thing that just happens to be lying around. And then she knows how to use it, of course.
I was about
to
say, she works that thing pretty well.
She didn't duck dive, but she didn't want to use it.
She should have ducked that.
So
I kept waiting for How Far I'll Go to start playing the Moana song. traveling out there. Perfect.
And she gets out to the ship and... To me, the best action sequence in the movie, it's the lightsaber battle on the wreckage of the
Death Star. Oh, dude, that was dope.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
It's the best action scene in the movie, right?
Water in the back, waves just hitting.
Right.
Man,
Finn yelling some more.
A lot of drama, right?
Finn gets pushed back.
Finn got to quit the yelling. I mean, it's waves going on. We can't hear you, Finn.
And we finally get Kylo gets Rey down on the ground. He's got the death blow ready to go.
Yeah.
And then Leia's back there and she's like
doing the force projection.
I'm gonna not only force project, but you can look into this. She uses her force healing to heal his heart, guys.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, I didn't think about that.
Much like Padme.
Interesting.
Tearing me apart.
All Kylo needed was a will good to live mom's hug, guys. Yeah. That's all he needed.
That's right.
He was an emo bitch. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Gets him to
he played a good emo bitch though.
Yeah.
He played a really good emo bitch.
Right.
I'll give my
I really like
later.
His arc and where it ended up.
I
didn't know how I felt about him in the first couple of movies, to be honest.
Adam Driver to me is the best thing about this series.
He's a good actor.
He's a good actor. So the first two movies, I hated him. I thought he was just a little emo bitch and just acting out. But you know what? I gotta admit, this movie made me like him. He was cool.
Right.
Like he kind of, you know.
He came full circle. The depth was there for his character.
Yeah, but it got better.
He
was a little emo bitch. He didn't have to like every time, you know, break everything in this time.
We see that force healing drains you of your life force. And with Leia sacrificing her own life force for her son, to me, it's healing the pain inside of him, healing what's been broken inside of him.
Right.
And it kills her, and that's a...
Not Rey hitting the lightsaber into Rey, because it seemed like the way they filmed it, where when Rey lightsabered Kylo, that was
you
the same
that
time
she
Leia dropped her arm.
She absorbed it.
She absorbed the stabbing.
That's another interpretation. But
because
I feel
they cut to her going that as soon as she did that.
I feel like it's interpretation. But so, she used it to distract him enough to Rey to get the lightsaber through him.
Right.
And then Rey uses her life force, brings him back.
Because that's what is online now. Was Rey really the killer of Leia in this? That was another article.
I didn't think about that.
Did Rey kill Leia?
I think you read it both ways. I read it as Leia gave everything she could as a mother, all the love she could possibly give, all the life force she could give to bring her son back to the good side.
Because if I could shout out one person that loves the movie, what did she say she liked? What was it? Overboard?
Yeah.
Whatever. She said that was the moment where she cried. When she said that Rey killed Princess Leia in the stabbing of Kylo Ren. That was what she interpreted.
Well,
interesting.
I think it's open.
Fan of wherever she's at. Honey Wahine.
Fan of A Walk to Remember.
Walk to Remember was a movie. Yes, sir.
Regardless, shout out single moms.
Hey, all right. Single moms for the win. Huh?
All right. So then we get... now, the argument was, did you guys like the ghost of Han coming back? Should it have been the ghost of Luke to tell him I'm sorry?
Nah. I wanted Anakin.
It was good.
I'll be honest with you. I wanted Anakin.
So that was brought up. But nah, he had that.
It had to be Han.
It had to be his dad.
Yeah.
He that's okay. So when you look back on all the things that Kylo did wrong, that was the absolute worst. Like, he did that by himself. That was the only thing he did wrong. Not only thing, but that was the major thing that he regrets to this day. And you know that. Like, you can hear it drop the whole time.
Well, you know, when you kill your dad.
So when his dad, his dad to come back, kind of give him like that whole, you know, I forgive you, son type thing. Mm-hmm. Then that kind of, you know.
That scene.
It did work,
That made me tear.
Really?
It worked really well. It hit me. On top of Han Solo come back, I was like, oh, yeah.
Right, I smiled at it. Hey, we get to see Harrison Ford one more time.
People are cheering.
He had good skin. You notice Harrison Ford had really like good skin, and like he had a good facial. It wasn't wrinkly at all. So I'm like,
he looked good. CGI skin. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
people
he
were cheering, man. Like, people were.
He looked really good.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay.
He looked good,
but he was a memory though. He wasn't a ghost.
Everything was the same,
he
right?
Was not a memory.
I don't know if I have the strength to do.
And I like
that clear. He's not a Jedi.
I know what I must do. Have to do.
He was a memory. He was a memory. And it was Kylo letting go of his pain, letting go of his guilt.
It was the same look he had when he was on the bridge.
Right? Same hat,
same jacket.
Same face touch.
No different jacket.
Same words, same everything. Yeah, like same almost thing. Everything. Almost
exactly his hair was a little wilder though.
That was the same.
Wait, can I bring
touch his great skin. He had great skin again.
Didn't Han's hands just look huge to his face? I don't know. When he's touching his face, I was like, dude, Han's hands are huge.
And Adam Driver's face is large.
It's a large face,
I was like, dude.
Well, I was just staring at Harrison's skin. Harrison had great skin. So if you're looking at his hand, there's another thing I'll watch.
That's all I see.
I'll watch it for the third viewing. I'll watch his hand.
I didn't notice
Let's all go after this, guys. Let's go. Come on.
I didn't notice the hands.
He had great hair, though. He looked good.
So
Ben, he reclaims the name Solo. Ben Solo throws his Sith saber away. All right?
Yep.
Then Palpatine orders his Star Destroyers now to blow up Kajimi, right?
Yes, Kajimi's back.
Kajimi is back. It gets destroyed
So what was the reasoning for destroying Kajimi? Now, I missed that. What happened?
Tarkin, just show
why
power.
Did they want to show?
I think it was just to show their power at this point. Because
there's nothing left for them there.
Palpatine might have sensed, I don't know, that Ben had turned. Kylo had turned back to the good, maybe, and he had to exert some kind of power. I don't know. It's again, fill in the blanks.
Yeah, because everything left. Like, the business was done in Kajimi. They got the dagger out of there. They're out of there. Everybody's out of there. What was the reasoning to blow this up?
It was a power move. They know that was where they were at. Right. You know, they were investigating place. Just show up, you know, just take out where they were and just like show the resistance. Hey, you know, we can do this.
Explosive planet blow up, though. I like that. Where they
that
blew a chunk out.
That was good. Shout out to the visual effects. Amazing visual effects. We never are not going to get like great visual effects.
Right.
Star Wars is the
one constant, consistent situation.
So then Rey goes back to Octu. Right? The little, he's at Ni'ihau, right? The Ni'ihau of the Star Wars universe.
The Chinaman's hat, huh?
The Chinaman's hat of the Star Wars universe, right? Where Luke was exiled. She's going to just go hang out with the Porgs and die, I guess?
Adding fire, making a big fire. She's just throwing shit on the fire.
And then we get another retcon to The Last Jedi where she throws Luke's lightsaber into
so
the
bad.
Garbage. And
I
explain to me
it.
This. Luke's lightsaber was destroyed in Snoke's throne room.
No, right. But they
Elmer glued it back together.
If a monkey can fix the helmet, they can fix the lightsaber.
No, but if you look at it, they fixed it.
Okay, like,
okay. All right.
I don't remember that. I don't remember the monkey's repair scene for that one, but whatever. You guys want to watch that YouTube clip of that? We're going to do a tutorial on how to fix a broken lightsaber.
It's on YouTube. I'm sure there's a YouTube educational right there. A monkey putting something together.
Luke catches the lightsaber. I mean, Ghost Luke catches the lightsaber. He's like, no, we don't do
that. Yeah, fuck
no, but that's hilarious.
That's
to
fuck
me,
you to Ryan Johnson.
No, but that's so funny because, like, you know what I mean? It's like he threw it away and now, like, he comes back. He's like, never mind.
Right. It's a fuck you
to
Ryan Johnson.
No, okay. So
it's a character arc for Luke as well because Luke is like, okay, I realized when I was in exile, I'm not grumpy anymore.
Right,
I feel like
it works.
Okay. Because he went one with the Force and now he's happy Luke again.
No, I feel that. I think that's.
But to do all of those reversals of what he did in Last Jedi was such a fuck off to Ryan Johnson.
But it's still
disrespectful.
It's
stick that guy.
It's turning into a personal battle. It's turning into some personal egomaniac battle.
I don't think it was, though.
Like, it just, he's too happy.
How else are they going to make Luke look?
And then why didn't Luke tell Rey that she's a Palpatine in Last Jedi? Why did she keep that? You know, Leia knew.
No, because
I'm going to tell you now.
No, because the reason why is she couldn't handle it at the time. She couldn't handle the information. Obviously, she couldn't because she ran off to Act 2 after she found out. She couldn't handle it. Just like how Luke was not told that he was Darth Vader's son. That's kind of the parallel.
So that's the parallel there.
That's the parallel. So he wasn't, because Luke wasn't ready. Right. So the Kai wasn't ready. Rey wasn't ready.
Right.
That's the theory.
Let's just admit that JJ reference was like, it's like your friend walking by you and he just gives you a little nut shot. And that's what he did to Ryan Johnson in that scene. He just gave him a little dick tap. Like,
thank you, JJ.
Like,
right.
Thank
like,
you,
hey,
JJ.
Hey, what do you think of that?
They're not going out to eat ever again. Maybe they will. I don't know.
So Luke,
I still like the porgs though. I'm still a fan of the porgs.
Right.
Fuck them. Okay.
Right?
They're cute. Fuck it.
I heard they taste good. I don't know.
Okay, vegetarian.
Luke reveals that, you know, even though she's born into Sith lineage, and you know, basically she can make the right choice. She's not held down by her bloodline her lineage.
That.
She can create her own destiny. So, she can deny her birthright. She can do it. You know what I mean?
So how did you guys interpret that part to Last Jedi? Because I took it...
It was going against
it,
Last Jedi.
No. I took it that they were going with Last Jedi. He's basically saying, you have your choice now. It's not like you're not stuck to your lineage. You have your choice. You can do what you like. Yeah, you have this power now. But at the same time, like Last Jedi was, burn the past, you know? And, you know, choice, you know, anybody can... That's how I took it, was that it was kind of like playing off that, right? He's like, you know, you can do something. You can do whatever you want.
Right, but Last Jedi was playing with the fact that Rey's parents were nobody, and this is still putting in that Metachlorian shit in there. It's still saying that Palpatine and Skywalker bloodlines are royalty in this galaxy.
Well, they did not say Metachlorians, though, in this movie, not once. Thank
God.
Thank God.
They did it?
They did not.
I guess not.
They did not, yes.
So,
I guess
so. That's how I took it. I thought it was almost like, not really like shedding on Last Jedi, but you kind of...
I like that interpretation. I like it.
Kind of worked through it.
I dig it. All right. So anyways, she realizes her destiny, right? Decides, all right, I'm going back to Exegol, Mexico.
Mexico.
I'm going back to Mexico.
I'll never not forget that. Thank you.
Now I'm going back to Mexico.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
And,
a lot of sinister things going down there. Lots of sinister
and
things.
Pole,
we need the rapists,
wall.
Murderers.
Rapists, prescription drugs is cheap.
We go back to the rebellion base. We go back to the rebellion base. R2-D2 restores C-3PO's memory at this point.
Yep.
Right? They
there
start
you go.
Coordinating.
We're all happy again.
They start coordinating an attack. Poe tells them, we're going to find good people. We're just going to find them.
We'll find them.
They'll show up.
They'll find them and we will lead them.
They're going to show up, right?
Like, come on.
Wait, when they brought back C-3PO's memory,
right?
It wasn't at that point, though, I think. It was like a memory from before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it was
it
was before they went to the mission.
It's like an old update.
Yeah, it was an old update
because 3PO says when he gets back, I'm gonna go on my first mission with Rey.
That was kind of it. That's why I was like, whoa, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So he's constantly updating and backing up.
It was
C-3PO,
kind of like
apparently.
An old update. Yeah, it was an old update.
All right.
I can feel that because
Rey travels to Exegol, confronts zombie Palpatine, and he reveals now. In Sith lore, I guess, that if she kills him, all of his life force, not only his life force, all of the Sith
passes
will
to her.
Pass into her.
That's a lot of power.
And she will become Empress Palpatine, who we do see in a shadow form of Rey.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Which looks pretty damn cool.
That was dope.
She looked
that
pretty
was
hot,
dope.
Though.
There was a local guy behind us that went, hot.
I agree. Good job, bro.
He liked he liked
she was looking hot.
Oh, Dark Ray.
The Dark Ray.
Oh, you like that total white, just, you know, PC,
the white goth.
Howley, the Howley goth thing. Huh?
Goth.
She listens to a lot Howley. Of The Cure.
You get damn right she listens to The Cure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said.
She got that hood on her.
Right?
Yeah.
Now Ben Solo shows up. He's got his best hole sweater, right? He's got why do all the Jedi's got to wear holes in the sweaters? Like,
wait, what?
Battle tested.
Big hole over here,
Ben Solo shows up with this big ripped sweater. I guess that was the one sweater he had.
Battle tested.
Nobody
battle
noticed
tested.
That one, but
yeah. But Rey looks perfectly fine.
Yeah,
the whole
she's
time.
Fine. Yep. She's fine.
Yep. No, I mean, like, no rips.
No, no rips. Nothing.
Right. Yeah. They show up. They stand against Palpatine. And then he just starts. He's like, "Hey, you're both here. I'm gonna drain you now of your life force." And
wait, well, what did they call it? There was something that they called it.
He called it something.
Divergence in the
oh, it was a dyad.
Oh,
dyad.
Yeah.
Dyad.
Yes.
Dyad.
Yeah.
So wait, can we just say that they kind of screwed with the Knights of Ren? Like,
okay,
it could have been way better. I think
it could have been.
It could have been.
Shows up.
I am glad they included at least several scenes.
It was
with
a total waste of those super cool characters.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there was a 2-movie build up to these guys, and this is what we got.
Yeah.
It was kind of a letdown.
Well, they were featured in a comic book called
Rian
The
Johnson.
Rise of Kylo Ren.
He screwed it.
You
right.
can buy it in Marvel Comics. It's The Rise of Kylo Ren. They have the history of the Knights of Ren.
They're revealing it slowly. They're revealing it slowly
but,
now.
But
they're not totally
for,
yet.
It was a super anticlimactic battle.
Very much so. Very
I
much
mean,
so.
I mean, the Snoke's guards was a cooler battle than the
Knights
of Ren.
Definitely.
And the Knights of Ren deserved that battle.
Right.
That battle in Last Jedi was probably runner-up to the Darth Maul battle.
So there is reports out that originally they were going to use the Knights of Ren instead of the Praetorian Guards as the guards. But it was like they didn't want to, basically they said they didn't want to waste the characters.
They should have.
So they didn't. They should have.
They should have did to make the battle more epic, make the fight more epic.
It was epic.
You know?
It was a good
So after Palpatine drains Ben of his life force, he's like, "Now you're going to see what it's like being thrown down a ravine."
That's right.
Throws him
That was funny. I laughed
that
at that.
That was funny.
Let's backtrack though. We got to backtrack to the part of where they're starting the space battle. And then Finn has the idea of we're going to go and ground force a Star Destroyer. And they don't use speeders, but they use the horses. Or what they are look like horses.
Right.
What was your take on that, everyone, of using the horses?
Which is a reference
on the Destroyer.
To Star Wars being a space western.
I like
Okay, so everybody's on the thing.
I liked it.
Okay,
it's
fine. Okay, that was fine, right?
I don't know how they fit that many horses. On
exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. Like,
shitload of
there's
horses.
A shitload of horses on that transport. How did they have that space?
A whole bunch of space horse shit in that. Yeah.
There's a lot of shit. A lot. So then they go and fly in. They get they have the take out the navigator beacon. Apparently, is now the
right.
Thing.
All these ships
can't take off.
They can't take off.
We need this beacon.
We only got one navigation.
We got 100,000 of these ships.
Okay, the reason for that, it took them how long to get they had to go through all this crap to get there. They needed that to get out of there.
Right,
because
the planet
was
so hidden.
Yeah, no, and it, you know, and just to get there, they had like. Wells or whatever.
Right, they gotta go to that red
shit. Holes. Yeah,
that
red shit.
Right.
So
that's
why. That was the reason.
I get it. I get it.
I get it.
It's silly though, but it's also a trope of Star Wars movies where one thing disables the
entire thing. You're telling me these hundreds of things with Death Star cannons on them can't all connectively shoot a blast to make a big hole of the red shit? To get them out of there, and then they can fly out.
You can't really shoot black hole, I guess. That's all like supposed
but
to be
there was
black
a bunch
holes.
Of red shit that was just in their
not,
way.
It's
caverns.
Supposed like, it's supposed to be like black
shoot the
holes
caverns.
And just stuff. That's
but they
stuff.
Should have each had an internal navigation system.
Why would you make a destroyer? Now,
well, if you're
no,
the
I'm not a Navy
ships, hey guys,
tech,
the designer
okay?
of the ships, he's like, hey, we only got a limited budget here. We can either build a star
cannon or navigation.
What
do we do?
We can't.
Let's ask the monkey.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. This is from the same guys that made the Death Star with no railings. No railings on
the
Death
true,
Star.
That's
right.
True.
They're
true.
Like, you know
shoot
what?
One missile down this one corridor.
Right. They were like,
he got paid well, that guy. Those two guys got paid well every time
they
did
like,
that.
They were like, you know, it's not in the budget. We can't do railings.
But these guys
anymore.
Have built.
We don't need railings.
These guys have built three Death Stars.
Yeah, they would have learned by, well.
Why
Vader,
not navigation?
Watch my back. While
right, right.
I
it's the same designer.
Why not navigation in these damn
keep
things?
Hiring the same guy.
You have several hundred people employed on a Death Star. Not one of them has thought of the idea. Let's make a navigational system for this ship. I don't understand the.
No, it was, okay, so they didn't need to because it was all connected. Just saying.
Why connect all these ships? Then, therefore, we're all screwed. We have them all each an individual navigation system.
Because they're all skeleton crew.
Then we can do
automated.
A basic maneuver. They look like a good man crew. That red stormtroopers man.
We need to get a pan into one ship. We don't know who's in.
So the other ship's got like one guy.
That's what I mean.
Like
they're all automated.
They're all
there. What do I do? What do I do?
They're all remote control.
They're all remote control. Come on.
Remote control
like,
now.
They don't have it. Like, yeah. That's my
drones. Palpatine has them Bluetooth.
Bluetooth could be connected to a GPS. We got a phone right here. We can connect it right there. Give me a break.
We can do this.
All right.
I'm sorry. That's ridiculous.
Poe and the Resistance fighters are taking on the Ghost Fleet, and then we get the heroic Avengers Endgame like entrance with Lando and like, everybody.
Yeah, that was Endgame. That was Endgame.
Wedge. A shout out to Wedge.
Wedge. And
right. Okay. He was too fast though. That was too quick.
It should have been.
Give us more of Wedge, for God's sake.
I want to say director's cut. They probably had more shots of all kinds of stuff.
We needed more Wedge though. That was like 2 seconds, yeah, 3 seconds at the most.
It was pretty cool though when you saw all the rebellion ships because you had every single rebellion ship.
Right, but you don't see them doing anything. You just see them in that shot and then that's it.
No, but they're
I would like to have seen
stuff.
Those different shots, ships shooting.
Like I said, director's cut. No,
we're all banking on this director's cut apparently.
I am.
Well, I just, I wanted to see the Hammerhead Shark like knock into a one again, one last time, like they did in Rogue One.
Right. The ghost was there.
The ghost ship do something. A 5 second ghost ship shooting something.
Right.
So Lando guys show up, and then using the power that he extracts from Rey and Ben, Palpatine uses lightning hands, basically disrupt the controls of all the ships. Right, he's shooting the lightning from the throne.
That scene was not good though. Like how it shows like that with the lightning. That looked like so Netflix. Like so like USA
Channel. Did you guys
like
that lightning hands?
I did actually.
Just a shot of him. It was cool. The camera panning down, and he's like that.
I thought it was
really low budget to me.
Yeah, I guess so. But I just say I thought it was cool. I think it showed his power. You know what I mean? Like
right.
He was
just the way they shot it was not.
Yeah,
it makes sense for what he did because he had more power now. He could do it.
Yep.
Ben is crawling out of a ravine.
Good props to him, huh? How do you do that?
Rey is meditating and hearing all the Jedi's voices from the past. So we hear
that was fun.
Yoda, we hear young and old.
Sam
Obi-Wan.
Jackson was in there.
We hear Mace Samus. Windu. Yeah. We hear Qui-Gon
Anakin
Jinn,
was there.
Anakin. And then all the cartoon characters.
Yeah, what's his name?
Well, Asko Toka. Or whatever.
Asko Toka.
Ashley Nagaoka.
And then Ashley Nagaoka.
She was there.
All the Rebels characters.
Cabot the Catalyst was there.
The guy
Spell Freddy, one was
the
there.
Guy Freddie Prinze Jr. voices.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, right, you're right.
Freddie Kitchen.
Who didn't think Freddie Prinze Jr. had a voice in Episode 9? Crazy, man.
Amazing.
Wow. And then Rey, in one of the worst scenes of the movie, in my opinion, uses two lightsabers now to deflect the.
Well.
There's precedence for that. Though.
Lightning.
What else could she do?
I guess whatever. I don't know.
Because she had the two. You could see it coming.
Right. Yeah. There was precedence for that though.
I guess.
They that's how Mace Windu almost took out Palpatine in the beginning, you know.
With the one.
The one. Because Mace was awesome. Come on.
Now. Right. But then Palpatine had more power, so you get two.
Right.
So
okay.
And then like, you know.
Then she dies. Yeah. All right, whatever. This is when I get really sour on the movie. Sorry. Ben Solo crawls up from the ravine.
All the followers die. You got to forget all the Micronesians and Hare Krishnas all die.
Destroyed. Yes.
We never get to see a face of the followers.
Nope. No, they're just faceless.
Oh, God. In this world today, that's so bad to say we're faceless.
They're all dark.
Everyone's a personality.
Right?
They're all dark.
We all have a face in this world.
Right.
That actually would have been cool.
Yeah.
If they were, if we showed it in the crowd and we've seen like some Darth Mauls or some Darth
Snokes, Darth Mauls, all those guys running around.
So supposedly they're supposed to be cultists. Like from what I understand, they're supposed to be cultists. There's like the expanded universe stuff. They're saying, not expanded, but like the extra stuff. They said that there was cults of Sith worshippers throughout the universe. And that's why they kind of like fucked up the Senate to like, there was all these guys that actually supported Palpatine. Like even when he's dead, they were like, oh, we want the good old days back and stuff.
They're evil monks.
They were evil. Yeah, basically that's kind of. Okay. So they were the ones that supposedly they were the ones that sent out to the world, like in the middle of nowhere to like build stuff.
Right,
and they built all that stuff.
That's totally
30 years.
Interesting. Okay,
that's
a good point. That's a good point.
That's what I heard.
Ben uses his force healing, brings her back, and then we get the kiss.
What do you think
about the kiss? We had a guy in a front that just just said that
big
like,
Raylo
guy. From a guy.
That was 3 years of release
from a guy.
Wow. Like a guy. A Why guy a guy? Screaming in our theater. Yes.
The girl that was this morning, she was crying the whole way through of that. So, yeah, I mean, as a girl.
I saw it coming. I don't know if I would have done the same, but I saw it coming.
Yeah.
That's kind of, to me, the ultimate fan service. And
that's way over
that
the top.
That was too much, in my opinion. Way too much, including the ending part.
Right.
But way too much. That's just me. You know?
Right. Might as well just play Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on at that point.
That was the other thing I liked about Star Wars too, like the romance. There was some romance in there.
Not
like
a lot of romance.
Throughout the whole franchise, but not that much. It's
right.
there.
Right.
But it, so it, yeah. to me,
but see, I prefer this than as opposed to the whole Padme.
Yeah.
I mean, those romance shots were horrible.
Yeah. Daisy Ridley and Adam Driver had a little bit of chemistry.
Yeah, they had some really good chemistry.
They had good chemistry.
No, because I think they had better lines, better acting than what Anakin and Portman got.
Absolutely.
Because Lucas can't write a script, obviously, so they had crap to write, and then by the time they make them look at each other to kiss, we're not going to give a shit. So that was what was the killer for them. Made it bad.
And Ben finally becomes one with the Force.
Yeah.
You know, he smiles.
He smiles. See, that's culminating all the smiling of this movie. And he was happy.
He has the Jedi death. All right. Then we cut to the total ripoff. Return of the Jedi celebration scene back at Rebellion Base.
It's in a forest.
They give Chewie basically a
Chewie gets a medal. That was when I almost cried. The Chewie medal I almost cried. Yes, because I told
you. It was nice to see.
Chewie never got a medal in New Hope. They gave Han and Luke a medal.
I'm going to tell you this, guys. Chewie got a medal at the MTV Movie
Awards.
I was about to say that. Yes, he did.
He got the medal.
Carrie Fisher stood up there and gave him the medal. That's right.
So...
I dug it because it was a fun little tie-in. That was like, oh shit, I forgot.
Yeah, Chewbacca never got a medal. Fan service for you, right?
Exactly. That's fan service.
I like it. Chewie's like, he's like, great. All my friends are dead.
Yeah,
I got a medal.
Thanks. Right. He did give a look. They're like, fuck.
There's kind of like a thing about it too that supposedly was maybe Han's medal.
It had to have been
Han's medal.
It has more feels to it.
Right. Good point.
Have a boner for.
Oh yeah, she still does.
Well, they didn't push that, they played it in the first movie, in the Force Awakens. They did, but at least they kept it clean though for this because it would ruin the moment.
She's funny. They misused her.
They misused her big time. I still don't know what the point of her is. I still know what the point of that character was. It was nothing.
Yeah,
Last Jedi was garbage.
She's a MacGuffin. Yeah, she's a MacGuffin total waste of time. To get you from one thing to one.
I still want to know how she got Luke's saber and all that.
We don't know. And she has this bar.
That's why they need Han Solo.
Who cares about her?
It's JJ again. Fill in the blanks, guys.
They need all these comics to come out. I can't wait. I'm waiting.
It's like a guy that invites you over to a party and he's like, hey, guys, can you help me set up the whole party?
Right.
Like, I'll be right back. But can you guys help me?
I'll be there in a minute.
Can you call me the caterers for
And can you guys stay to help me clean up, too?
Yeah. I'll be back. Right? I'll be in a minute. Yeah, that one.
All right. Rey goes back to Tatooine, buries the lightsabers. We see the yellow lightsaber. I didn't mention that earlier, right?
Yeah.
The yellow lightsaber, which we've only seen in the cartoons, I think.
Yes. And Legends.
What about the lesbian kiss, though? We bypassed
the lesbian kiss. That's right.
No.
Subtle.
I didn't think it was going to be.
I didn't think it was
subtle. I don't think it was overdone, too.
No, not at all.
Clearly politically correct situation.
I liked it just matched. You know, it wasn't like something that they just added. Like,
correct.
In there. It looked like it matched the whole thing.
It just flowed well.
Right. It flowed.
It doesn't like, okay, let's stop to this. No kiss.
Right, move away. It wasn't they played it up or not.
We just couldn't get a wrap up of the Finn. I mean, not Finn. Finn and Rose Tico thing. They couldn't just do one thing. Like, he just high fives her and he goes, "You're a really nice friend."
He looked at her, right? There was a moment, right? He was like,
"They did something about like he wanted Rose to come with him on the journey, and then Rose like, "I got to stay back." He says, "Okay, we still got it." Kind of a thing.
I think Finn's still mad that she crashed into him in the last show.
Probably it could be.
He's like, "What the fuck?"
It could be. We forgot to address something big here. So Finn is now a Jedi, right? Finn's got the Force.
He's Force sensitive.
I think he's Force sensitive.
So what is the difference between a Force sensitive guy and a non-Force sensitive guy?
It's like metrosexual, homosexual.
No, is it?
No, you're kind of bordering on the line. You got some tendencies. So you're not. You're not there yet.
So Finn's not a Jedi.
No, he's a metrosexual. Not a Jedi. Right?
I'm saying he's a Jedi.
Finn's like, I kissed a guy once.
But they hinted at that every movie. He's holding the lightsaber. He's fighting Kylo Ren with the sensor.
He's Force sensitive.
Okay, he says, I can feel it. He says, I can feel her.
They allude to people that are Force sensitive.
Right. He tells Poe Dameron, Poe Dameron, me and Leia know about Rey, but you don't. Why is he saying only him and Leia know about Rey and not, there's hints. They're hinting there.
Be sensitive.
Where's another? Get IGN on the phone here. There's got to be another article. They're talking about Bubba Frick. They're talking about Finn trying to be a Jedi. I'm saying it right now.
All right.
I'm going to say we look online. There's hints of him being a Jedi.
That's incomplete. That story's incomplete. We don't get a solid answer from it. We never even get to hear the question that you wanted to ask Rey.
We need shows. Right? Here. Comics.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Let's get back to Tatooine. Buries the lightsabers. The lady comes by. Yeah. She's like, hey, no one's been here in years. She got the same animal as in the first movie. Right?
What's his name? Obi-Wan.
Right.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, she looks out into the distance. Luke and Leia goes out there who are kind of her surrogate parents and now claim Skywalker as her new name.
Right.
Because no one wants to be a Palpatine. It's basically the Hitler of the Star Wars universe. Yes, that
is.
Name.
Yes, right. It is.
And you know the funny tie-in on that?
What if she hyphenated? It was Palpatine Skywalker.
Palpatine Skywalker. That's a lot of
syllables.
Palpatine Skywalker.
Palpatine Skywalker.
Yeah.
You cannot be like a local guy with Palpatine Skywalker. Oh, Palpatine Skywalker.
Sith Seeker.
Sith Seeker. I like
I'm
that.
I'm the Palp Walker.
Oh. How about that? PayPal.
Palp Walker.
Oh.
PayPal Walker.
Oh, Pal Video. You Australia.
Walker.
So the thing with that scene, though, which was funny, is a lot of rumor before this movie came out that they had supposed test screenings of this movie that failed, right? And everybody hated the test screenings. And the test screening that they revealed in the article was the scene of where she comes out in Tatooine and says that she's a Skywalker. So when seeing that scene live, I resorted back to where did they find that? Because there were no test screenings, apparently, JJ admitted. And why was that the scene that everybody did not like in the supposed test screenings? This scene where she says, I am Skywalker. It was referenced in many articles before the movie came out. I just want to know what you guys' thoughts were, if you heard of that.
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
There was the whole rumor of there were many test screenings that were shitted on, and they called George Lucas in and all this. And they said, well, the test screening revealed that Rey at the end goes to Tatooine and says that her name is now Skywalker and that it got booed out heavily. I didn't see a problem with it.
I didn't either. I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome.
So, yeah, so it just made me think of that.
What people expected, maybe, probably, right?
You don't have to take the birthright. It's not about who your parents are. It's who raised you.
Right.
You know, it's accepting this new family.
And like I said, I feel like it's kind of a shout out to Last Jedi in a way. You know, that's just my feeling. That's how I took it. Yeah, you know,
right.
He didn't completely shit on.
All right.
He did. But
now.
Good.
We had credits roll. Did you guys get big applause? Big applause, scattered
Dead
applause.
Silence. Dead silence.
Right. I had scattered applause.
There was big applause. I applaud. Naturally, it was the first showing. So, you know, it was all the
films. No, right, of course.
Okay. Well, before we get on to other comments, let's give our mic reviews. Aaron, your mic review. Rise of Skywalker, episode 9.
Okay, first showing, went to go see it. 3 mics.
Okay.
Happy movie. It's a movie, not a film. It's a movie, not a film. Okay. It's enjoyable.
That's a good way to explain
it. We're happy. No conflict in this movie. Second time around watching this, knowing what was going to go down, I had to drop it to 2.5 mics.
All right.
2.5 mics because it's a happy movie, but I'm not going to put it up there. I'm not going to say it's a 4.5 movie mic because 4.5 movie mics would be considered something like a Godfather, something of the along the lines of that. And I can't compare this movie to that.
It's a McDonald's cheeseburger. So it's not the best cheeseburger.
It's the ultimate cheeseburger. Not good, no flavor, but it gets the job done. You know, it's something like that. Hmm. It satisfies a craving, you know.
Just Bone, your rating. Mike rating.
Now that I hear his take on it, it's kind of weird because like when he's saying that the second time around, he didn't like it. I loved it after the second time around.
Why don't you give us a first screening rating and the second screening
rating? First screening rating, I'd say a 3, Mike.
Okay.
And then second time around, 3.5 to 4.
Let's do a solid number.
War, I guess.
Okay.
I
why know. Did it increase cool. in the second
okay,
viewing?
So I went into it. Okay, so the second time around, I knew it was going to happen, and I could see things.
Well, you forgave its flaws.
No, that too. But I enjoyed it more because I could just watch it and just enjoy it as a fan. And plus two, like there was parts where I could see what they were doing with it, like knowing the ending, like knowing stuff.
They're setting stuff up,
and I like that. Like they really.
And you saw more Easter eggs?
Yeah, I saw a few. But it's more like, I feel like the Disney touch was there. Disney-ized this whole thing. It was like, as a family, as a crew, we need to stick together.
Right.
We need to, you know, and things are going to work out. Exactly. When somebody solos it by themselves, shit happens.
Positive, happy,
right,
positive.
No, I'm just saying that I could see them building that throughout the show.
The whole movie is a kumbaya movie.
Exactly.
Right?
Very happy.
Grant. Okay. So your mic review, yes.
The whole movie versus film thing, I get. I've never placed Star Wars into a film category.
Exactly.
To me, it's always been a campy space opera.
Exactly.
And I've always went into it, which doesn't mean that I don't love it.
Right.
But I've never taken it to the point where I've put her on a pedestal.
Right. I'm not going to battle this with
every
like,
episode stands on its own 2 feet. Some I like, some I don't. This one made me smile pretty much the entire time.
Right.
Okay. I had fun with it. I enjoyed it. It gave me what I wanted to go in to go get it.
Exactly.
And I give it, in reference to 42 years, 4.2 mics.
Wow. Interesting.
How was the swerve with the odd...
Well, sir.
The point number.
It's literally... It's my third favorite as of right now.
Yeah, wow. I know. You said that. You said that. Awesome. And,
Empire, New Hope,
I
Rise of Skywalker.
That takes over Jedi then.
Wow.
It does.
This is better. Okay, I'll say this is better than Jedi. That's I'll say that this is better than Jedi as far as fun entertainment. Because I did not like the Ewok battle.
No. Okay, wait. Let me give my review, because you're opening a whole other bag of snakes right
here
now.
Here we go.
This is better.
Can I give my review real quick? All right, three mics. It's fine.
Yeah, it is.
It's fine. It's a good old-fashioned American hamburger.
Right.
It's missing some toppings you want on
right.
it. But all in all,
but we're not going to give it a great rating, it's but it's fine. It's a fun movie.
It's fine.
Jedi was a shitty movie, it's shitty fine. Film, but it was fine.
And that's the thing. I tell everybody, go into it not as a movie snob. Just go have fun.
Yeah.
If you're a Star Wars fan, enjoy. That's it.
Right. You'll have fun, yeah.
Now,
for sure.
He's opened up this bag of worms. We're going to go around real quick. Top five Star Wars movies.
All right.
We're going to go 5-1. We don't have to give mic ratings. Just go 5-1. Because if Jedi,
are we leaving Solo?
You can
Solo
tie in any feature releases.
Oh, a Star Wars
anything
movie.
That was really, anything in canon that was a feature release
like
in the theaters.
Like actual movie then.
Correct.
Movies, okay.
Right.
We can't, with, not
we're
cartoons,
not gonna put
though.
Ewok Adventure in there or anything.
Not the Christmas special.
All right. Yeah. I think all right. So let's go. Let's start with Aaron first. Because
we go number
he's saying that this is better than Jedi. I want to see this.
I go 5 is Jedi.
Okay, 5 Jedi.
I'm going to go 4 is going to be... Oh, I'm sorry. 5 is Return of the Jedi is number 5.
Okay.
Number 4 is going to be... Let's go with... number 4 will be Rise of Skywalker.
So this is in your top 5. You have 2.5 mic movies.
Yeah, because Star Wars is not good movies.
Okay, all right.
They're not good films.
I'm just getting the mic ratings. Just in my remember. Mind. I'm tallying them up here.
You want me to give you what Phantom Menace's mic rating is going to be?
No.
Let me tell you something. Negative 69 mics. Okay.
Number 3.
Number 5 is Return of the Jedi. Number 4 is Rise. Number 3 is Last Jedi. Number 2 is New Hope. Number 1 is Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
Empire Strikes Back, 4.5 mic movie. 4.5 mic film all together because of the plot, because of the swerve, because of everything, the action, because you have two different storylines. You got Luke and Yoda. You got Han running away from and Lando and all that situation.
Right.
Action-packed, fun-filled, memorable line movie. But that's 4.5 mics. So to get in... As far as mic ratings for all these movies, there are highly mic'd Star Wars movies.
All right. Just Bone, your top 5. Go from 5
you
to
know
1.
What, man?
It changes. I know the order
I
will change from
know,
year to year.
Man. Like, yeah, no, you're right.
The order, my order changes too. So just give
I
you
really
the...
don't know, man. Like, I was thinking about this when you mentioned it, and I was like, man. Cause like,
can we come back to you then?
Yes. Keep all on right. going. I'll take right. everybody's and I'll figure it out
Grant?
In my head.
So before I forget to make this statement, this Star Wars movie, after I watched it, I literally thought, now that's what I call Star Wars. Like, literally, what I call pop music compilation albums.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What I
excellent reference.
It's a buffet, man.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I call pop music. Yes.
There's hits on it. Like, I'll put it in. Like, you know, yeah.
It's the greatest hits.
So anyways, yeah. Okay, so top 5, starting from 5, I would say Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Rogue One.
Yep.
Rise of Skywalker.
Yep.
New Hope. Empire.
Okay.
So Last Jedi drops out of the top 5 for you.
It does.
We had pretty similar
top 5.
It's
like 6.
Okay, because I have Rogue
it's
One
close.
At 6.
It's
okay.
close. Yeah.
Okay.
It's close.
Okay. I'm going Rogue One 5. I'm going Last Jedi 4. I'm going Return of the Jedi 3. New Hope 2. And Empire 1. Empire number 1.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing
it's pretty solid with that.
You know, and I agree with you. Return of the Jedi has a lot of flaws, but I feel the scenes that do work are still better than Force Awakens and other movies for me, personally.
Mm. So well, Force Awakens is at the bottom.
Force Awakens would be actually probably my 6. It'd probably be my 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would say the one
the
positive
prequels
thing
are all at the bottom for me.
And then Rise of Skywalker is probably after Force Awakens, and then the bottom trilogy, and then Solo being the like kind of in there, mixed in there. I don't know the order. I don't want to think about those movies right
Well, we got to look at the 5 of what is our criteria based on? How fun they are, how well made they are, right? How just enjoyable they are, right?
Yeah, I think it's
because
just,
Rogue One,
a fan,
Rogue One's a good film, but I did not find it enjoyable. Really? It has like tie-ins. Darth Vader at the end. I get it. The great Vader at the end. Sick. Excellent. But to get there, you know, we got Forrest Whitaker, whatever.
I watched it.
Talk to Gagunji. We have to let the Gagunga. And then the thing is like sucking the brain and getting the... I mean, it was kind of lame. It was slow.
It's fun. We have our own.
But it's just, it wasn't entertaining. Rise of Skywalker had much more fun things going on.
Rogue One was intelligent movie.
Like, I give Rogue One a higher mic rating than all of the three that's in the Star Wars top five.
Rogue One was what they were trying to do was make a war movie, an actual war film. You're right. It wasn't supposed to be fun. It had subtle moments.
Rogue One gets four mics to me.
I love it. I love it.
It's a good movie.
I enjoyed it.
But we're talking about Star Wars fun, like you said.
We weren't talking about Star Wars fun. We're talking about top five in general.
Top five is no. We're talking about Star Wars. Star Wars top five in the Star Wars top five of all of those criteria, Rogue One is a good movie, but not as fun as say a Rise of Skywalker.
All right, Jazzbone, you got some time to think about it. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. You didn't get the five.
I kind of put it together again. Number five, Revenge of Sith. I enjoyed that one. Number four, Return of Jedi. Three, Rise of Skywalker. Okay. Two, Empire, and one, the original New Hope. That was the one that really got me into, you know, just watching that. I could watch that forever.
Yeah.
Like the original Star Wars,
It was on today. I watched it today.
They had the marathon.
TNT plays it all day.
I'll just have it playing in the background. I do whatever in my life and I still enjoy it to this day. But now let me explain something to you guys about Empire. When I was a little kid, I did not like Empire because it was dark. You know, it was a dark one.
A lot of people did not like Empire.
A lot of bad reviews.
I'm just saying when I was a kid.
A lot of people didn't like
Empire. But like growing up, I did. Okay, this is kind of funny. When I was growing up, I didn't realize that. I just thought it was common knowledge that everybody knew Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father. Because since I was a little kid, I knew that. Like since I was like ingrained born, I knew that. But I didn't, as I grew older, I started watching Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back again. I realized it connected to me. Holy shit. Nobody knew that he was his father until Empire. At the end of Empire. And that's what made Empire. And it just blew my mind. I was like, wow, this movie was awesome.
It was the reveal of reveals.
That swerve was amazing.
There's no internet.
I didn't know that. Like, as a little kid, growing up, until like I could finally understand movies and what's going on, that blew my mind.
I Am Your Father was like... Right. Like everywhere,
that,
right?
Iconic. I did not realize that. So that made me enjoy Empire even more. And then that kind of made me appreciate Empire more.
Right.
As a great, you know, as a movie and, you know, Star Wars. But that blew my mind totally.
Right. Well, Disney has announced that they have no plans for any other trilogies yet. They put everything on hold. I think because of the clusterfuck of this entire experience of having, you know, different screenwriters for three films, not following an outline, directors having different visions, everything conflicting, a lot of convolution. So we shall see, I guess. They obviously are going to... It's a cash cow.
Right.
They said they're going to make singular films in the Star Wars universe and see which one connects with an audience, and then they'll decide from there.
I feel like they should continue a solo story. I like that. I enjoyed it.
But they won't because of they're panicking again. Because
they in the movie did I not... I understand what you're saying. It was one of the most unprofitable films.
Because it was bad release time. They scheduled it right after Last Jedi.
They were dumb.
You had Infinity War right there.
They were stupid about
that. Deadpool right there. Just stupid of them to release that movie.
They are backing up a dump truck of money to Daisy Ridley's home, and they are offering her more films. I don't know if she's going to do it, but if she does, I will watch.
I like Daisy.
I think she's fantastic.
Well, and then it was also, there's talk about making a Lando TV show.
Yeah.
Right? Which... We're thinking like maybe make them that put them up Fireside Chat. And just
I
be like,
honestly think Disney he can't right do a now show. The focus will be Disney Plus.
Yeah,
producing
totally.
Well, we can't have shows. Lando running around.
He's too old. Think films are going to be on the back burner for a little bit.
That's fine. Look what they do with Mandalorian. Yeah, they pulled it up.
Mandalorian's great. So
if they can do that kind of epic budget,
they
got it. Okay, so this is totally my opinion. Also, give the reins to Favreau and Filoni, please. These guys. Mm.
Want it.
Are awesome. Like these guys are fans, they're nerds, they love it, and they're doing it right.
Right.
Mandalorian is a perfect example. Rebels was great. I don't know about Resistance. I never watched Resistance too much, but I'm just saying that
they get it.
They know what, you know, they're fans.
It's a big undertaking, bro. So to see if they'll take it.
I want them to. They should just give them the reins, in my opinion, man. Go for it, man.
Yeah.
Go do it. They call Filoni like Lucas's like stepchild or something like that. His foster child or something.
Well, he knows what the fans want. Filoni knows what the fans want.
And that's equating money right now. Mandalorian. Yep. You know, right, it's amazing. You know.
And Disney right now is desperate to get another show on there because after Mandalorian ends, which is only one episode, right? We're recording this on December 22nd. You know, the December 29th is the last episode of this season. And then what do we got?
They're gonna. It's called logging off. Is what they got.
Oh no! Hell no!
Getting a return.
All the way.
Oh, where I'm staying in? But imagine, I mean, you know what's gonna happen.
Boom. No, but we just
one day at Disney.
The life of Jeff Goldblum. We gotta watch that show. You see this
Dumpling Gang rides again. Boom!
The Rocketeer. Let's
Cats
go.
From outer space. Boom!
Come on. Hey.
I don't know.
Come on, Gargoyles, dog.
Amazing Spider-Man cartoon. Gargoyle. Get out of here.
That's an underrated cartoon.
That's Gummy Bears. Awesome.
All right. That's my favorite.
So
is Gummy Bears on here? Oh God!
What are we clocking in at? An hour and a half.
We're at 90 minutes right now.
Well, now if you are still with us, thank you.
Closing words,
four guys yelling in a mic.
Any closing statements by anyone?
But yeah, closing statements, Grant. Closing statements.
Let's see, I made some note. Okay, it was a feel good movie, right? Hard to encapsulate 40 plus years of storytelling into a film that satisfies everybody. I think if he goes too experimental, you're gonna fall victim to the whole Seinfeld, Lost, Got finale syndrome. They did the opposite. They crafted a saccharine, safe thrill ride with heart. You left with a good taste in your mouth, and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm. Now, that's what I call Star Wars.
Okay.
Mm.
Well said. Right. I like it.
Definitely.
Any final thoughts, Just Bone?
I like I said earlier, I got to give props to JJ. I think he took a clusterfuck of something at that. And like I said, that's why I got to shit on Rian Johnson so much, man. This guy just fucked the trilogy, in my opinion. Like I said, if it was its own story on the side, whatever, I'd be fine with it. But it's a trilogy. And so JJ takes the reins, doesn't have his number one character he was basing around, Carrie Fisher, and he made it work. And he actually, when I second watched it and started realizing more things, he made it work really well. Like, he had some things connect.
It was like the cooking show Chopped. He had a box full of stuff, and he was like, how the hell do I put this all
together? He had to cobble a story together from the shit show that was The Last Jedi, in my opinion, and he made it work and tied up all these threads. And in the end, I feel like JJ was like, you know what? This is the last one. Let's give the fans what they want. All the fan service, throw it in there. I don't care. I don't want to hear shit.
Has there ever been a movie franchise in history that has done that as blatantly as this movie has?
I can't think of one.
Because this is the ultimate of a fan service.
And you know what? I'm okay with that. It was the last one.
They didn't want to leave
a bad taste in anybody.
Yep.
I feel that way.
Yep.
Because it's the very last one.
Right.
So, hey, I'm all for it, man.
Right.
You do your thing.
Because then you shit on the whole series that came before it.
Right.
You know,
like,
that's how people, like, God, no one talks about God anymore. Yeah. Like, the whole last season ruined it for people. Like,
so they learned from that.
I liked it too, but in general, the general consensus was like.
So then you bring up a point, then they probably took notes from that too and saw what happened with their fan base and like, we're going to do the opposite.
Yeah, people disown Game of Thrones and it was such an incredible show.
It was.
And also, go watch Force Awakens again. And then go watch Rise.
Well, Rise is a sequel to Force Awakens.
No, that's
basically
what it is. It matches so well.
We've eliminated.
It makes so much sense. And like I watched that day. I went back and watched Force Awakens, and I was like, "Yo, so much stories that connect, and this is dope." And you know, whatever. That's how.
Right.
Aaron, closing thoughts.
No, well, point. I wrote this on Facebook right after the first viewing. The positivity of this movie is basically sums up to me playing with my Kenner action figures back in the day. This is what you would exactly do with your Kenner action figures. You line up all your characters, not much of any complexity. You make them all fight. All the ships fight. All the figures fight.
To find a thing.
And you make them find a thing to find a thing. Locate it up on the closet shelf. Locate it down by the carpet. And then you go pick them up. And then you fight. And nobody dies. You don't kill off anybody. And you just, and then you go eat dinner and you're done. That's basically what it is. It's just fun. Action, action, happy. Nobody needs to die. Nobody needs to be sad.
Who died, though?
And that's it. The only person that died a year ago, Hux. 2 years ago.
Hux.
And then Hux died. Okay.
Kylo Ren.
Nobody's
died.
Mourning Hux.
Nobody's mourning Hux. Nobody's really mourning Kylo Ren because he smiled and he just disappeared.
But he'll come out later. He'll be a Jedi ghost later.
Yeah. And they'll come back as ghosts anyway. Right. So then it was a good wrap.
And then it was gonna be him and Anakin, they're gonna be Jedi ghosts, and be like, you were worse. No, you were worse.
Yeah.
Too bad we didn't get to see Anakin. Though. I would like to see. Yeah. Too bad we did not see Anakin.
You were a bad one, though. No, right? Bad.
Why didn't we see
first,
Anakin?
It'll be the first Force Ghost lightsaber battle ever.
They Force Ghost push off. Like this. Yo, hey, you. Yeah. You.
I like it.
If I one sad thing was there was no Anakin, there was no Hayden Christensen. Yeah. I would have loved to see Hayden cool. Christensen that walk off.
Kind of redeem himself.
Right, yeah. Right. I think we would have really gotten a good moment there. But yeah. Overall, fun movie.
All right. Yeah. And then just closing it out, I will say that the one thing I've publicly bashed J.J. Abrams over and over, all I can say is, hey, he pulled it off. It's not a great movie. It's fine, but considering what he had to work with, and I would say the most positive thing that I came away with, it actually makes me appreciate Force Awakens more. Yeah. Mm. But you're going to like this, guys. It makes me like Last Jedi even more.
Mm. Yeah.
Because at least for me, Rian Johnson took a little bit of Lucas Cannon and challenged it because no one can go against Lucas in this universe. And he tried.
Yep.
In some people's opinion, it failed. But in my, I like the try. I like the effort. I like having it subverted a little bit.
Yep.
Didn't work for people? Fine. Don't come at me. You know, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting about this film. But hey, JJ pulled it off and props to him. Right?
Yep.
And props to John Williams, incredible score.
Oh, score was amazing.
All-time greatest scores.
And he was in the movie.
Yeah,
right?
he was
in the bar. He made a cameo in the.
What did
the,
he say? He said something funny too. I forget what it was.
Though. He had a line.
He had a quick.
I just remember he made a scowl.
He made a scowl, right?
I thought he had something.
And was Kevin Smith a stormtrooper in this? Well, the two stormtroopers that she did the Force thing, were they people? Were they celebrities?
I haven't heard anything.
Supposedly, there was somebody. I'm not sure if it was them, though. But okay. There was
a rumor of Kevin Smith being in there. Right?
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Because you know how they had celebrity cameos throughout this whole thing. Okay.
But anyways, if you're still with us, thank you so much. Enjoy your Powerade. Enjoy your Hot Pockets.
Yep. Yes. And go back to masturbating. It's fine.
Wow.
May the Force be with you.
But actually, you're listening to this, so you could do both.
I actually went back and watched Spaceballs after the movie too.
Shout
out Spaceballs.
What's the percentage of guys that watch Spaceballs after this? That could probably work.
Only me, but I enjoyed it. Anyways,
they need number two, man.
Thank you.
We're waiting for that one. Gonna go down.
For more money. Mel Brooks is still alive. All right,
that guy's awesome.
All right,
thank
we're signing
you so
off
much. Sleep Time's Over is out.
There we go.
Yes, peace. That's it.